WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Tonight is Friday Night Home Talent League Baseball. Phil Nee has more.
The Home Talent Baseball schedule continues for the Cavs Reds. Tonight, Reedsburg plays at Cazenovia Memorial, trying to avenge a loss to the Reds a couple of weeks back. We'll have the game on WRCO tonight. I talked to Nick Stittleberg of Cazenovia today.
Reedsburg, yeah, it's one of those rivalries, I guess you could say. The guys are always excited to play those games, and hopefully we get a couple wins this weekend.
You play your night games oftentimes on Friday night, especially at home, and you get a pretty good crowd on Friday night, don't you?
Absolutely. That's kind of why we prefer Friday nights over the customary Thursday night games. A lot of the guys work factory jobs, too, where they got to work early 5 o'clock Friday morning, and if you're getting home at 11 o'clock or later from an away game on Thursday nights, it doesn't work out well, and the fans are the same way. So they go have their fish early and come to the game afterwards, and good start for the weekend.
The two teams will play again tomorrow night. We've got this evening's game on, beginning with the pregame at 7:15, first pitch around 7:30 from Cazenovia on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I am Phil Nee.
The 2025 WIAA State Softball Tournament continues at Goodman Diamond in Madison today, and games that were played today include in Division III, Poinette beat Laconia by a score of 6-0, and it was Fall Creek over Valders 6-4. So on Saturday at 1 p.m., it will be Fall Creek taking on Poinette. Also today, I should say, in Division I action, Kenosha Bradford beat D.C. Everest by a score of 1-0. And tonight, there's a couple more games being played, and that includes Jefferson taking on Whitnall at 4:30, so that's currently underway, and Denmark versus Lakeland with a 7 p.m. start time. Showing a fastball that touched 100 miles per hour at times, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski didn't allow a hit while winning his first major league start yesterday, 6-0. Mizorowski went 5 innings and walked 4 batters. Aaron Ashby threw the final 3 innings to get the save that helped Milwaukee jump over St. Louis into third place in the National League Central. Jackson Churio hit his 12th home run. Freddie Peralta, is scheduled to start tonight's second game of the series at American Family Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, with the pregame starting at 6:35. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded right-hander Aaron Savali and cash to the Chicago White Sox for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. The Brewers moved quickly after they announced that they were removing Savali from their rotation. The veteran right-hander said Thursday he wanted to remain a starter, even if it meant leaving Milwaukee. He was traded one day later. Savali is 1-2 with a 4.91 ERA this season. Vaughn was hitting 189 with a 218 on-base percentage, 5 homers, and 19 RBIs in 48 games with Chicago before the White Sox optioned him to AAA Charlotte on May 23rd. Wisconsin was placed on 1 year's probation and fined $25,000 yesterday after an NCAA investigation showed that the 9 coaches and staffers made the impermissible phone calls to recruits in 2023. Former defensive line coach Greg Scruggs and former director of player personnel Max Steinecker received 1 year show cause orders. Scruggs is now an assistant defensive line coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Steinecker is Southern California's executive director of personnel. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell and outside linebackers special teams coach Matt Mitchell were prohibited from having recruiting communications with high school prospects from June 15th through the 21st. And he missed most of his rookie season with injuries, but running back Marshawn Lloyd is healthy now. Lynch carries the ball 6 times for 15 yards and caught 1 pass for 3 yards last year. The USC grad was a 3rd-round pick in the 2024 NFL draft. He says he's at full speed now, telling TheAthletic.com he has been 100% healthy for a while. The Packers' ground game was a strength last season, and his development means it could be even better. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.